This is Looking Up in Southern Colorado from the Colorado Springs Astronomical Society. I'm Hal Bidlack, and there are a lot of reasons to look up. You've seen the moon every now and then during the daytime, visible against the bright blue sky. During the week or so leading up to the full moon, you may have noticed the moon visible before sunset. And during the week or so after the full moon, you may have noticed the moon in the western sky in the morning as you drive to work. But did you know that you can also see the brighter planets, Venus, Jupiter, and even Saturn, during the daytime if you know just where to look? And because the moon orbits the Earth in the same orbital plane, or path through space, as the planets orbit the sun, the moon, as seen from Earth, passes in front of the various planets with surprising regularity. Indeed, in 2015, the moon passed in front of Uranus 5 different times, Mars once, and Venus twice. Or perhaps I should say Venus 1.5 times, because as you listen to this edition of Looking Up, if you're listening to the 10 a.m. broadcast, the moon is occulting, or passing in front of Venus right now. Today, December 7th, you will find the moon in the daytime sky by extending your arm and making a fist. As it turns out, your fist extended at arm's length covers about 10 degrees of the sky. So about 40 to 50 degrees, or about 4 to 5 fist widths across, to the right and slightly above the sun, you'll see the moon in the daytime sky. The moon passed in front of Venus around 9:35 a.m., and Venus will reappear on the backside of the moon at 11:13 a.m. So grab your binoculars and be very careful not to look at the sun, and find the moon and watch for a little point of light popping out at 11:13. That little point of light is the planet Venus. If you miss this occultation, don't worry. The moon will keep up the good work and pass in front of more planets in the future. If you'd like to take a closer look at the moon, Venus, or any of the other wonderful and amazing things in our sky, please visit krcc.org or csastro.org for linked information on our monthly meetings and our free public star parties. This is Hal Bidlack for the Colorado Springs Astronomical Society, telling you to keep looking up, Southern Colorado.